and she sort of alludes to it, but it's just that the thing that's scary about the book is you read about all these girls and you just think, uh-oh, I'm just reading about these thousands of young Republican women in training. I mean, how these women could kind of come out and vote with any kind of intelligence on abortion issues or anything else that touches women's lives is beyond me. Oh, Barbara! Sorry, Barbara.
Facts from Barbara Streisand's compound with our daily liberal agenda. Remember, write these down. These are what you need to do. One, start after-school club for gay Satanists. Then, then sue them for violating the separation of church and state.
There you go.
Two, set up nationalized health care system for the life partners of relatives of friends of illegal aliens. Wow.
That would help me.
Three, take a homeless take a homeless person to lunch and then buy him a new gun. Four, mix the races until fully blended. Then criticize society for its lack of diversity. Five, write in Allah we trust on all paper money. Six, send flowers to an abortionist. Seven, young people, abuse drugs and engage in reckless sex. Then write preachy best-selling autobiography about fabulous ill-spent youth. Those are your marching orders for today from the Streisand compound. That's been our liberal agenda.
And don't forget to march in Washington on Sunday.
Yeah, I would go if I wasn't going.
Yeah, right? We have to get up too early to march.
I'm going to D.C. I might well go on Sunday.
I got asked to do a show on Saturday night. I'm actually going to be in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, doing a show at a Hillel function. And I was asked to do a show on Saturday night in D.C., but I can't, and I would have liked to.
No, it's a long way to walk from Washington to Minnesota.
Happy Earth Day.
Join us tomorrow on Air America when we'll talk with author Will Solitan, and we'll talk with a former CIA case officer who knows far too much about Marc Maron. That's tomorrow's Morning's Edition here on Air America Radio.